This is David Noble with Joe Dale and Louise Jones, and we're sitting at the Highland Council, Your Choice to Healthy Living, Health Promoting Schools, E-Safety stall. And Louise has been talking about her experience of attending the Carol Dweck seminar earlier on today, and you're starting to make some links about what she's been saying to maybe some areas that she hasn't covered, for example, to do with brain development and healthy living. So let's see a bit more about that, Louise.
Hiya. Yeah, I really enjoyed watching or listening to Carol, and what struck me was that she could have mentioned the links between her recognising strengths and achievements with brain development, and I think she could have made the links between nutrition, particularly there's lots of research to suggest that food and nutrition also has an impact on brains and learning and attention span and what can inhibit that, such as additives. And that's one of the reasons why we've moved to healthier tuck shops, because we know it's going to give us healthier children to teach, and that contributes. I also think that part of what we do in health improvement is to encourage people to identify strengths in young people, and that is really, really key. So I think acknowledging achievements, the effort and identification of strengths is key to that, and not just celebrating the effort. So I think there's lots of variables involved, and I know it's only a short time, but she could have expanded a little bit between health and well-being. And also I think it would have been nice to mention the task as well, because she didn't really focus on, you know, how young people would feel about a certain task, and young people are motivated by different types of learning, whether it's active learning, and what the end result will be. So I think it would have been really nice to mention that as well. So, but yeah, it's good.
So what parts of her talk do you think kind of struck a chord with you, and that you might take forward into your work, if any?
Oh, definitely the way that schools do celebrate achievements. I think we've always been quite good at things like circle time and golden time and those kind of strategies, and I'd like to see how schools, or I could support schools, to maybe award, you know, for effort instead of the final. And I think there is a bit about the language and the way that we model as teachers and educators, and I think that that's not just something that comes naturally, that kind of terminology that she's using, and there is going to be a little bit of CPD that's required around that, and I'm really happy to build it into some of our health and wellbeing in service days.
And did you get an impression of how the other attendees felt about our talk? I mean, I understand it was really well attended, and it was kind of put way up the list in terms of, it seemed to be a priority for the organisers that this, her message got out.
Yeah, I think it was very well attended, and the sort of nods that, you know, followed certain bits, particularly about ourselves as learners, as educators, we're still, you know, have to think about our own mindsets and how we, you know, have our own growth, and sometimes people don't feel, I guess, that there's enough time for your own CPD, and that just kind of emphasised the importance of our own learning in this process to keep us fresh as well.
Thanks, Louise.